Good morning. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2, and with me I have Mr. J.P. Smith, who is manager of our Farmland Preservation Program.
Good morning, Commissioner Weaver. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty well. Nice day out, so I want to start off with talking about our Carroll County celebration coming up, where we hit 75,000 acres that is preserved forever, basically, as Carroll County farm ground.
On October 16th, along with the Fall Festival at the Farm Museum, we're going to be celebrating reaching our goal of 75,000 acres preserved here in Carroll County. Right now, today, our number is just over 76,700 acres. So we're on our way through that last 25,000 acres to our 100,000 acre goal. On the 16th, there will be a bus ride, and you can find out and sign up for that bus tour. Goes out through the Balkman Valley at celebratingagprez, carrollcountymaryland.gov would be where you're going to find this information. There's also a story map there that gives other information about AgPrez and where we stand in the state of Maryland, which happens to be number one in acres preserved. We're in the top five in the nation as well. So we're doing a great job here.
Let me ask you something. Why are we trying to preserve 100,000 acres?
We feel like that is a number that agriculture will be sustainable within the county. So we're looking to get to that number. Agriculture is our largest industry in Carroll County, and it supports a lot of other jobs, you know, seed dealers, tractor dealers, TSC, Bauman's, all the different local ag businesses in the community. And we think that's the number that's going to keep us productive, competitive, you know, drive us into the future.
So that's about a third of the county, actually.
Yes, it is. We have 286,000 acres in the county.
So if you live in Carroll, you're not going to have wall-to-wall development eventually. Some counties have evolved to, we're going to have open areas. And 100,000 acres is a lot of open area.
It is. We have some areas in the county that have over 30,000 contiguous acres of preserved land.
Getting back to your one statement, you know, the agriculture is one of the largest industries in the county. You know, two farmers actually need about 25 support people to keep them going. You mentioned seed dealers, technicians, the equipment, and all the electronics today and what we're dealing with is just unbelievable to keep that going. Plus the environmental benefits of this.
Yes, sir.
I mean, when you drive by farmland, it doesn't cost for roads, doesn't cost for schools, doesn't cost for stormwater management or anything else on it.
That's correct. That's correct.
This is areas that we're not putting money into at that point. Plus, you know, we look at get the stream buffers out of it, the forest stewardship plans, nutrient management plans are part of this. They have
yes,
to maintain.
Yes, sir. All easements are required to have a soil conservation plan. Some with a certain amount of acreage of woods would have a forest stewardship plan. So we're definitely promoting good stewardship of the land with these easements that we have.
And, you know, for the average person out here, a nutrient management plan, what does it actually entail?
They're keeping track of nutrients that can get into our water supply and eventually into the bay. So the nutrient management plan helps the farmer not put too much nitrogen or phosphorus on their land that may erode away and get into our waterways and eventually the Chesapeake Bay. So that's basically what the nutrient management plans are.
And that's an annual plan or every 2 years updated. And so it keeps that farm from polluting.
That's correct.
Today. And the environmental stewardship is extremely important, to most people in this county. And, you know, most farmers are environmentalists at heart. They don't want the soil to erode. They're really trying to hold things in place. So this really helps. Well, I guess we start talking about the program. We're actually buying the lot rights, so it's not developed. And this is for perpetuity.
Yes, sir.
That ground's going to stay agricultural. It's not going to be bought back in 25 years or whatever. It's going to stay an agricultural easement. Some of the programs we have, though, you have several of them. Could you kind of highlight, maybe take one at a time and talk about it?
We'll start with the Maryland Ag Land Preservation Foundation, which is a program through the Department of Agriculture at the state of Maryland. And this program was started in the very late 70s, and Carroll County, I think, adopted it around 77 or 78. Our first easement was done in 1980 on a Haynes farm in the northern part of Carroll County. So in this program, you have to have 50% qualifying soils, which means class 1, 2, and 3. And also, normally a farm that's 60 acres or more. We will do forested land, And we will take smaller acreages as long as they have a minimum of 2 lot rights that's adjacent to another eased property. And that can be an eased property by the state or Carroll County or even a land trust. After MALF, we go to our Carroll County program, which we started because the state wasn't always fully funded. The county and our commissioners and the people of our county have supported us, and we've been well funded, and that's really helped our program grow. In the county, we kind of have the same qualifications for soils, 50% class 1, 2, and 3. We can go down to 30 acres as long as you have at least 4 lot rights to retire, but that would have to be adjacent to another program as well. We have a program called Critical Farms that is a program that is a partnership between the county and the state preservation programs. Critical Farms, there'll be a farm that's on the market, and we can help a farmer purchase that farm at 52.5% of their purchase price or our appraised value of the land only. We can really help farmers gain a foothold for their business and things like that with this program. When we are accepting a farm into that program, they agree to have the farm preserved through the state Maryland Ag Land Preservation Foundation program. The state will offer them up to 70% of their appraised value of the property. And then in that situation, the county gets back the money that we invested initially to help that farmer purchase the farm. So there's a rolling amount of money that we can carry forward each year that we have any critical farms, which really helps carry forward our funding and helps us preserve more farms. Another program that we have is the Rural Legacy Program. That's a program funded through the state's open space program. It's a grant program through Department of Natural Resources. We have 2 locations in the county. One is the Little Pipe Creek Rural Legacy area, the northwest corner of the county in Tawnytown and Union Bridge. And then it also is around north and south of New Windsor, down towards Mount Airy. And then we have the Patapsco Rural Legacy area, which is north and east of Manchester, and then on both sides of Hampstead. This program does not have soil requirements, so we can do more properties that are more environmentally sensitive, steep hillsides, wet stream bottoms, and things like that. The county program and the Rural Legacy program both require stream buffers. We're doing our best to protect the waters in Carroll County so that we're doing our part for the Chesapeake Bay. So the last situation that we have in the county for preservation are land trusts. We have the Carroll County Land Trust. There's the Maryland Environmental Trust, and there may be, you know, many others. But Carroll County Land Trust has been active. They've been more active in the past. They can help landowners get a discount on their taxes. So they'll do a before and after appraisal of what the value of the property was, you know, with a lot right or whatnot before it's restricted, and then another appraisal after it's restricted, and that number can be taken against the income taxes. The same with Maryland Environmental Trust. That obviously is through the state, and they will actually do overlay easements on other easements.
Okay. So. Well, that's good. Well, now you explained some about the programs. What does a person do? So they have some acreage out here. Where do they start? What's the first step?
Sure. The best thing that they can do is they can call our office. Our office number is 410-386-2214. And you'll get a hold of Donna, Jackie, or myself. So just give us the address. We can look up the property. We can check the soils. We can get in together with development review and find out if there's any lot rights available. And, you know, another good thing to do is ask your neighbors. You know you have someone beside you that's in a program, then that's probably going to up the chances of you being able to get into a program if you're a small acreage owner. But the best thing to do is to call our office.
A lot of people think, well, I can't do that. And they may be wrong. And there's a lot of little nuances in this that people don't know about. I mean, you do. I don't think we advertise some of them too well, but you never know until you
right.
ask.
Right. That's very true. I mean, there's some information for sure on the Carroll County government website, but the best thing to do is call our office. You know, we're always trying to build on preserved land that's already in the program. So we don't have as much in the south and the southeast part of the county as we would like. There's definitely plenty of land down there that we could preserve. And then the north central area is starting to gain some traction. We're getting a few more farms in from there. But definitely check out our website and give the office a call.
Okay. Well, it looks like we're running out of time here today, but I just want to encourage people, if they have an opportunity or want to look into farmland preservation, call J.P. Smith here in our office and see what's available. You know, this keeps Carroll County a little different than other counties, and I commend the people that J.P. works with and the people work in this program prior to him. It's the only program that started in 1990 with a goal of 100,000 acres that has held through every board of commissioners, and it's the only one that's still, the goal is still active and moving. So it tells me this is a fantastic program to get behind. So
it is. We're keeping Carroll County, Carroll County.
Yep. And this is Commissioner Richard Weaver, District 2, and J.P. Smith, wishing you a good week ahead.